Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about employee engagement and employee retention. My guest today has designed and delivered many workshops to consult for small and medium-sized businesses, which became so popular that Mayor Menino asked her to be a part of a health care and employee training initiative for some major hospitals such as Dana-Farber, Beth Israel Deaconess, and Mass General. She currently manages a large senior living community on the South Shore where, this is very impressive, within just under 2 years of enjoying 100% employee retention, her property was awarded Property of the Year. She is passionate about creating successful communities and is the author of Hang On to Your Stars, which is a 90-day step-by-step employee engagement solution book for the senior living community. What a mouthful. Doreen Lang, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
I'm really happy to have you here. We're going to have a really good show. We have a good energetic vibe together. But I want to ask you first, you've been in really the community management field for many, many years, and you're currently in the senior living community. When did that light bulb go off to write this book?
I was working for a company several years ago, and the community was fantastic. We had pretty much 100% retention. We had a fantastic leader in place. But what happened was the leadership changed. And I was able to affect my group of about 20 people. And I was pat myself on the back. It was going very, very well. However, the new leader that came in was a completely different type of leader. And all of a sudden, things changed.
Is this the one that was not always absent, always out?
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
Yes, this person would come in very late in the morning. You really can't do that with community management because things happen overnight. You need to be there in the morning, first thing.
Yeah.
That alone really left people kind of abandoned in the morning with issues, and the leader wasn't there to address them. So it just kind of went downhill from there.
Okay. And how long did that go on for? Like a good 6 months, longer?
It's still going on.
It's still going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? How did you feel about all of that?
Did
you feel like you were valued?
Yeah, no, not at all. Matter of fact, when you're a key manager and you're working and making a difference every day, and all of a sudden you're not asked for input, the normal procedures aren't being followed, all of a sudden disengagement is like a knife. It just cuts it right down the middle.
Wow.
So, you know, you have a choice. You know, do you hang in there and hope to continue to affect your group? Or do you leave? Because you know you can only do so much when there's someone else in charge.
Yeah, and when you're sort of struggling with that on a daily basis, it's diminishing, it devalues, you start questioning, second-guessing yourself.
Right.
Too many things start to happen. It's very psychological.
It is, and in the care industry is really critical because you really want to keep people motivated. You want to keep people excited because it's so difficult for them every day to the work they do.
Yes.
And the paycheck isn't enough. The pay is pretty crummy, to be honest with you, anywhere from $13 to $15 an hour. So you really need to find a way to create a culture that's going to make them feel as though they're really coming home when they walk in the door of work.
And they're making a difference. in the lives of people that matter.
That's what. That's why they do the work they do, and that's why I named the book "Hang On to Your Stars." Is because these people—they are some of the best people in the universe that take care of seniors.
And you want to feel like a star. Oh my God, the goosebumps are happening. You want to feel like a star no matter where you work.
Absolutely.
And you want to be valued, and when you go into it, you feel like an asset, and you want to stay and remain an asset to that company wherever you are.
Right. And you get that, and people will say, "I get that," but doing it is a whole different situation. People can think that way. They think they're running their company that way, but the people are just kind of, they're minions. They're just not people that you need to get to know them. You need to find out what makes them tick.
And it takes effort.
And that takes time, and you have to literally put it in your book and schedule that, but people just don't do it.
They don't, because they feel like they have no time, or they're overwhelmed. They have too much on their shoulders, so they're not able to do all the things.
Exactly.
It's a vicious circle.
It is. It is.
Now, why do you believe, well, this must be the reason, that 40% of employees leave within that crucial first 90 days?
Yeah, well, this is what's interesting. This morning I was reading a white paper on the subject because I'm constantly reading, because I have a second book to come beyond this book about beyond the first 90 days. So people are leaving because they've mostly four different categories why. And one is the expectations are uncertain. They start a job, they think they know what they should be doing, but it was never clear. It wasn't clear in recruitment, it wasn't clear when they were hired, and it wasn't clear the first couple of weeks.
And so they need the boundaries.
They want them.
Oh,
they want to know what they want to know when they're going to look good.
We want boundaries.
Absolutely.
As children.
Absolutely.
And even as adults, we want boundaries, and you need to know where they are.
Absolutely.
So when it's unclear, that's why they're leaving.
That's right. And there's three other reasons quickly. One is the training. They don't get the training they need. People say, "Oh, their experience just put them right on the floor." But the bottom line is there's software differences, there's technology differences, there's scheduling differences, there's all different things that go on. You can't assume. You rather overtrain than let them fumble around with being lost
in
the
works. And perhaps the employers think that they're empowering the person by giving them that, you know, you go for it. You already know that field. Go for it.
Wrong,
we trust you.
Wrong.
And nope. Oh, that is bad.
Yeah. It's really bad, especially people at that level where you're bringing them in, you know, $15 an hour, whatever. They may have some experiences, but they also may not be up on the newest technology that your company has. So training's the second reason. The third reason is personal conflict. A lot of that really isn't a problem. If you, again, plugging my book, if you follow my book, because they're going to understand right off the bat, they're going to start to understand each other and work with each other right off the bat, and you're putting them together with mentors that you know they're going to click with. And you also, in my book, I talk about you want to keep these new people away from the likes of Debbie Downer. You want to keep them away from, I call them energy vampires. You put them in energy suckers. And they just take the life right out of these people. And then thirdly is they don't feel wanted. I mean, whether they look a little different or they have a different laugh or whatever, people are funny. They kind of keep to themselves, and they don't really welcome somebody like they should. But again, my plan is I have kind of fun games and fun little things to do before they even start. So those are the four main reasons.
Okay. All right. And then so these are the things that they need to do when they welcome them. Otherwise, well, where's the industry going? Like, what is happening?
It's very serious right now, because even with Amazon that's purchased Whole Foods, they're going to be looking, honestly, for the same basic hourly people that this industry is going to be looking for.
Okay.
Whether it's the care providers, whether it's the housekeepers, or whether it's the dining staff, we're all going to be looking for the same people, and there's just so many people to go around.
Okay. All right. Now, you can tell a lot by a person when the first week. I used to be in the catering business, and we used to talk about this because I was management of this little deli and catering company. And we would really, really not put a magnifying glass, but we would be watching for certain things in that first week of employment, because you learn a lot. You know, are they 5 minutes late on the first day? Are they, you learn a lot about somebody.
Absolutely.
But it's the same thing on the other side. you as an employer will learn a lot about that company and how they operate in that first crucial first week.
I propose that people, the first day is important, but I go back further. A week before they start, I recommend that people send out a note card. We can't wait to have you. And go so far as send a $50 gift certificate that says, attach the dress code, just to kind of put a little nudge, you've got to dress well. $50 gift certificate says, welcome. This is a little gift. Can't wait to see you. Please meet Mrs. Keys at 7 a.m. at the main entrance.
So,
a week before, they're like, they're welcome. They get some cash in their hand. They're excited. And they know who they're going to meet and what time. There's no questions. There's no stress. They know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, it works. I do this work.
And it's beautiful. And it's all based on caring.
It is. And it's experience that I have used this with my practices, with my staff. So it's tried and true. I'm not making it up and hope it works.
Yes. Okay. Well, I hope you stay with us. We got to go to break. My guest is Doreen Lang, and her book is coming out soon. It's not out quite yet. Right. But hang on to yourstars.com. You can go there for more information. Very easy to remember. Hang on to your stars. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a sewing machine? And are you curious about quilting? Whether you're new to the quilting world or you've been quilting for years, Homestead Quilting and Fabrics is here for you. At Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, they provide a large selection of quality fabrics and notions, as well as a variety of classes for beginners and advanced quilters. They give excellent customer service at Homestead Quilting and Fabrics to their local customers and the destination quilters who visit from afar. Visit homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com today.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
We are back. Oh my God, what a beautiful song. That was Let Me Fly by Mike and the Mechanics. And I heard that on WATD.
That's beautiful.
And it must be a new song. I don't know. My husband said we got to Google some of their music. But I really want to say it's not about let them fly and let them leave. It's about let them fly and be that wind underneath their wings to lift them up. Yeah. You can't, like we said earlier, you can't just, you're doing a disservice by putting them out there and acting as though, oh, you got this. You're trained. I'm going to let you run with it because I trust you. Go get them.
Exactly. And I actually refer to it as Velcro management. For the first several weeks, you really want to have a person, a designated person, be that person's buddy the entire time. Taking him to lunch.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, you can take it off, but not at first.
And they keep coming back.
That's right.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Well, now in the year 2030, 75% of employees will be millennials.
Correct.
What can potentially be the downside of that?
That's a lot of people that you're going to need. You're actually going to need about 2.5 million additional workers in that year.
Think about that number.
An additional, even though they're planning, they still have to anticipate another 2.5 million. That's how many people are going to need to take care of seniors.
Oh, to take care of the seniors. That's how many people they need.
Yeah, because remember, each day until 2030, 10,000 people are turning 65 years old.
Mm.
So you need to create an extraordinary culture.
Hmm.
So I think that managers can't manage behind a desk, and leaders need to lead with love. They really need to love what they do. They have to love their staff. And I'm not talking romantic love. I'm talking about the respect, the attention, and getting to know them.
Yeah.
And
that's compassion, understanding.
And that's what they're going to have to do if they want to keep these people.
Mm-hmm. And they need to keep them.
They have to.
The grass is not always greener on the other side.
No.
Look at the people that you have and find value in what they bring to the table.
Absolutely.
And then exploit it. Really, just exploit the good things, the good qualities that they have.
Absolutely work with what you have, especially if they're stars.
Now, how much do you believe of the millennial population will be working in the senior living community?
Yeah, and I apologize. I kind of give you that number at your first question. The numbers are really out there right now.
But that's how many millennials will be out there. But that's how, say that number again.
They're going to have to hire an additional 2.5 million just for that year.
Just for that year.
Just moving into 2030.
In the senior living community.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. In the U.S.
Exactly. This is not national numbers.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very significant, and people need to understand that it's one of those things you don't want to think about it unless you have to, but we really all have to.
You got to be proactive.
You have to be proactive.
Yeah.
You have to be unique, and you have to design. There's one thing I put together when someone's starting is I have them meet with the entire staff, and we take photos of each other, and we take pictures of our favorite foods, and we write some jokes, and we create a collage with a missing spot in the middle of that collage. So when the new person start on their desk right away, they know who their team is, they know how goofy their team is, they get to see what their team loves, eats, and whatever, but their names under them, so they know what their team's names are, because how confusing is that? And then you take a picture of them that first week and you set it right inside that collage.
And that's theirs to keep.
And it's helpful.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's helpful. It's usually a lot of fun anyways. It's a team building exercise, which is, I'm not into games and all that, but it does create this really fun, you know, I'd say to you, well, you love
sushi or whatever.
Put that on there, kind of thing. Just to kind of, so they could start to get engaged with their staff right out of the gate.
Mm, and that's the whole point, is
the
engagement,
point.
Because if there's a disconnect, that's not a good thing.
No.
And so what are the managers and the employers, how do they close that gap? How can they close that gap? They have to do all of these things. What if they don't?
Are you talking about baby boomers versus millennials, that gap there? Or you're talking about...
I'm talking about the gap between employers and employees.
Yeah.
Because that's the huge gap.
Well, it's,
and then you have the other gaps between the generations.
Right. Right.
But, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, because I think the employers and the employees are that generational gap anyway, right? Most of the time.
Yeah. So the leader for this extraordinary culture you want to create, the leader needs to be what I call a learning leader. And they need to create this environment where people right out of the bat know it's an exciting place to live. We get the best technology, or we want the best technology. We get the best people. Let's keep learning. And that, believe it or not, in itself, because people have a natural curiosity, that starts to create this crazy great engagement right there. It's really powerful. And one way to bring the two generations together is I feel as though, and I do it, is the training. You know, have the millennials teach the baby boomers the technology and what they love. And let them teach them, you know, about the residents or whatever they know so well.
Yeah,
and,
personable.
And
the baby boomers have the personal skills, the face-to-face, right? And the millennials and the younger generation have that technology skills. Now, they say that millennials, there is a, you know, misconception that millennials are lazy. And I've been kind of, you know, you when you Google, you get a lot of numbers.
Right.
And frankly, I read something that I went through to your LinkedIn page, I think, and it was very clear it's the 80s and the 90s that are the millennials, if you're born in the 80s and 90s. So anyway, eliminate all the other.
77 to 97, yeah.
Well, see, now you're getting in the exacts and.
Well, no, it's all general. Some people say 75, some people say 78. It's all like
okay,
that.
All right. But yeah. They say that they're lazy and they're not lazy.
No. You know, they say, oh, they want to work from home and all that. All they're doing is taking the opportunity from the technology, and they're using it.
Yes.
And they're using it because they know how.
Yes. And rather than this old adage where we say that we want work-life balance, millennials, I read, are integrating work.
They are.
And life.
I mean, I have millennials for children, and they're constantly saying, Mom, you work so hard, you work so hard. I'm thinking, that's what you do.
Yeah.
But they value leaving at 2 o'clock, and they think it's nothing to leave at 2 on a Friday, and I think, wow, you're lucky you got to leave at 2 on Friday. So it's just kind of funny how their perception is very different, but it doesn't mean they're lazy, and they're smart.
Yes.
And they are the future, so companies would be very wise to learn about them rather than to close the door and think, well, we're just going to train them to be like us.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No. We can learn a lot from them.
We can't go backwards.
We can learn a lot from every generation.
Yeah, and we can't go backwards in time. All right, well, we got to go to another break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Doreen Lang. HangOnToYourStars.com is where you can get more information about her book. When is it coming out? Approximately in the fall?
Yep.
Okay.
This fall.
Okay. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you recently engaged or planning a wedding? You can have a joyful experience planning a wedding with the perfect plan right by your side, tucking in every single detail. With over 17 years of experience, the perfect plan is your navigation expert. The perfect plan has the connections and the experience to not only perform, but to exceed your expectations. The perfect plan, your direction, our passion and knowledge. Begin your journey with us. Contact theperfectplanweddings.com today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Doreen Lang, and she has written a fantastic step-by-step book, Hang On To Your Stars. You can go to hangontoyourstars.com to see when that's coming out. It will be out in the fall. And then I love that you split it in two, and you're going to have a part two coming out in the spring.
Right. Volume two will be beyond the first 90 days.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. I like that you split it, because originally it was all going to be in the one book.
Right.
Okay.
It's just too much.
It's just too much to say. Mm-hmm. Too much to teach. Too much to...
To do it right.
To do it right. Yeah. Yeah. And well.
And very well.
Mm, okay. Now, why is it important to, or for the employer, to ask the tough questions? And what are those tough questions?
Yeah. So there's a in the industry, they call them stay interviews. You know, you reach out to one of your shining stars and you say, I'd like you to come in and talk with me if you have any time this week. How about Thursday at 3? Great. So you bring them in. And you sit down, you look right at your employee and you say to them, you know, I want to ask you some questions. I want you to be very honest. You know, how are we doing? How are we doing here? How do you feel? Are you getting what you need to do your job? Do you have what you need to do your job? What is it that would make your day better? What do you feel the property needs? What do you feel the community needs? What do you feel? And, you know, you don't have to ask a million questions, but just ask a couple of key questions that you really want to know, because maybe you're getting a sense of something, or you feel this person really is in the in on something.
You have to pay attention to the energy.
You have to.
If you feel the energy shift,
yep,
then you're feeling something that's real.
Exactly. But it's a bigger risk not to ask these questions.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask them. And then you also have to say, you know, by you telling me this, I may not be able to respond and fix everything that you say may be a problem, but I want to hear it, and I'm going to put some time and energy into it, and I'm going to discuss it with people and see what I can do. So at least tell me what you're thinking.
But maybe they feel like it's a risk, because then they will be forced, they being the employer or the manager, will be forced to
respond
and take action.
But that's why you need to say, I can't promise that I can't do everything, but I will promise I want to listen and I want to know what your thoughts are. It matters to me.
Yeah.
And people don't do that.
And then it's not really a risk.
No.
Because
you're learning what you can do.
And it's the open lines of communication. It's just like any relationship.
Right.
When you're in any relationship,
right,
whether it's, you know, your spouse or employment, it's that open lines of communication.
It is. It's a touchy business. It's a personal business, senior care.
Do you think communication is the number one important thing?
Absolutely. You know that.
Or is there a number one? Because I'm sure.
Yeah, no, obviously people want feedback. They want regular feedback, especially the millennials. This is one of the key components of their search when they look for a job. They want to make sure they're going to get regular feedback. They want to hear how they're doing, and they want to be heard. They want to work more with than for you. They want to work with you like a partner. It's about communication is a huge piece of it.
Regardless of their position.
Yeah, but don't take it as though they won't work for you. They just want that feeling of a partnership, like what they do. They're part of something. They're not just some minion that is
they're
off,
not a number.
Off somewhere. Exactly.
Ah,
exactly.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Now, what frustrates you the most? You've seen the lack of engagement. You've witnessed it. You've experienced it.
Right, right. Employers don't understand the importance of understanding their staff. You really need to get to know them, and they don't do that. I know that sounds kind of lovey-dovey, but it really isn't. You know, I happen to know a couple of my staff members currently that one is extremely sensitive, and I can't say too much more because she's still a staff member. But I have to be very careful.
How
I word things.
And how you
And that's okay. You know, she's phenomenal.
Well, it takes all kinds to make the world go round,
and
you don't want everybody to be a robot.
Right.
And it we're not going to all be robots.
Right.
There won't all be robots replacing people.
So emotional intelligence has a large part of this. It really does. So the leader, you know, it's an important role. They should take it very seriously because they have a great impact on the success of their people and the community.
Mm. Now, so what are the leaders and the employers doing things to pull everyone together now? Are they doing things now?
Yeah.
Or they're just not, there's a gap, there's a loophole, they're missing the link.
You know, they are very busy. There's a lot of emergencies and important, you know, activities that go on in the course of a
so
day.
So they're all putting out fires.
They really
constantly.
Are. But that's why in the book I describe how you really do need a designated person that's going to be constantly free and available to check in. I mean, just this morning I was reading this white paper I was telling you about, this PEW research. They just do a lot of research on employee retention.
And they said the numbers are up to 50% now. 50% of people leaving within the first 90 days.
Oh.
And some reports are a little higher. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
It costs
And you waste, it's time. You're wasting all that time that you're investing in that new person just to have them go.
Well, you've got the costs, the real costs, which is it costs 20 to 30 to 40% to rehire somebody.
Oh.
It's a fortune. It can cost up to $100,000 to hire an executive level person just to get somebody great on the books.
Yeah.
But then it's the intangible costs. You know, when people leave, right? They know the residents. They know the idiosyncrasies. They know how to take care of them best. There's mistakes being made.
Mm.
There's things being dropped because some people do things without being told to do them, but they do them and they keep doing them every day because they're just such a great team player. There's
then,
these intangible
but then they leave,
costs.
But then they leave and all those balls are getting dropped.
Right.
Hmm.
The costs are incredible.
Wow.
So hanging on to your stars is money in the bank.
Well, how often do you check in with your staff?
Honestly, a couple of times a day.
How many staff do you have?
I have a smaller staff now, just about a dozen and a half. Well, maybe about 20.
20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you are facilitating the whole property.
Mm-hmm.
And you're checking in with each of them
mm-hmm.
a couple of times a day.
And I'm also talking including...
And it doesn't mean 45-minute check-in.
No,
it just means just checking in.
But I'm also talking including the vendors that are there full-time doing major work. I'm checking in with them, too.
Okay. Wow. So you have to be a leader, a loving leader, and a trustworthy leader, and you've got to manage it.
You've got to have your finger on the pulse of everybody and know what makes them tick.
Outside of the desk.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We got to go to a break. We have one last segment. Doreen Lang is my guest. HangOnToYourStars.com is where you can go. I can't wait for this book to come out. I don't even have employees, but I have a team, so I want to read it anyway. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with EverythingYouWishFor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And you're listening to my guest is Doreen Lang, hangontoyourstars.com. I love, I'm fumbling because I'm trying to read the lyrics of the song. It's what the people, because I wanted to refer to it.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's a happy song, and I like to end it on a happy song. And who doesn't love listen to the music by the Doobie Brothers?
Yeah.
But it's what the people need. Is a way to make them smile. And that's one of the lines in the song. And it really goes back to basics. And that's what's in your book.
Right.
Back to basics, step by step, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, no company is perfect.
Right.
No people are perfect. If you are an employee and you're in a position where you are somewhere, what is an important sign that you think to look for that it's worth sticking around for?
Well, if the company is approachable and you can speak about your ideas and you can make suggestions and you're actually part of their plan, you matter.
Mm.
You matter to them. You built that. That's not very easy to walk away from.
Yeah.
It's not just about the paycheck. People really want to, just like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? You start out needing, you know, your basic needs. But as you get, you know, mature, you start to look for things that feed you.
Mm.
So people really want to matter. They want to make a difference. People that go into senior care are not going into senior care to be millionaires,
yeah,
unless they're owning the communities across the world. These are people that really want to make a difference. So if they know they're important, people, they're valued, people seek them out for their help, that's, you've engaged them.
So I think what I feel like I would do, and what I feel like I do, is look again within the glass is half full and writing the pros and cons and making sure that it's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Because no situation will ever be perfect. And if you look for all of the positives, you'll find some. You'll find a lot. You might even find more than what you think is there. So you have to look for the stop focusing on the negative and what you don't want and focus on the positive and what you do want as an employee. And if, here's another great, I'm sure you believe this too. If you want to change the behavior in someone else, you have to change something you're doing.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
If I want to change the behavior in my children, I need to change something that I'm doing.
Sure.
If I want a different outcome.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So whether you're the employer or the employee, so let's say you're the employee, if there's something isn't going right, you need to do something differently.
Right. You may need to change a number of things depending on what they're talking to you about.
Mm. Now, what is the, so you have to engage with the employees. What is the best way to engage and what's the easiest thing to do? Because
right.
I think that's the reason why
right.
people are not doing it, we talked about, is the
yeah.
fact that it's risky or they don't have time because they're putting out fires.
Right.
What's
right.
an easy thing to do?
Well, it's very simple. It's extremely effective, and it's something that I'm doing every day, and they actually call it rounding. So doctors still do it, right? They go around and they check on their patients.
Yes.
How are they doing? Employers need to do the same thing. Managers need to do the same thing. They need to make their rounds. They need to go and need to touch base with the reception desk. How are you doing today?
Mm.
And get to know them bit by bit. Next thing you know, they're really understanding these people. They know what makes them tick. And you're creating relationships along the way through the course of the day. And it's very, very powerful. Because what happens is they start to trust you because you're talking on a regular basis. Then they start letting you know about things that are going on in the company. And
that's what you want to hear.
And that's what you want to hear. You want to know as much as you can because you want to make improvements and you want to change things up.
Mm, okay. Now, in your book, you have, so it's a step-by-step, and then there are these star-worthy bright ideas to help employers with and to maintain that employee retention. Can you give us a little snippet or a teaser of one of these bright ideas?
That would be the rounding.
Ah, okay.
That is really the most, that is, and I almost don't want to share it because that is in the second part of the book because it's that important. It's like my golden rule.
Oh.
So I'm giving like this, I think, a wonderful thing away. It makes sense, right? Common sense, but no one's doing it. You need to do it.
Okay.
You know,
but in the book, you're going to go into many details about how to do this rounding.
Exactly.
Okay. And give them step by step so that it's just a, you know, 1, 2, 3, easy ABC, 1, 2, 3, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, your book is back to basics. I read somewhere that you are not interested in impressing your readers with all these fancy business theories or complex psychological formulas.
No. I really want to get people back to what works. You're meeting them before they even start working for you. You're touching base with them. You're engaging them. And then you're taking them from day one. And I literally take the people through week one, what you need to do. Week two, what you need to do. And is it time consuming? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes.
How much time?
You need a person that's going to spend time with this person. Here's an example. I spoke with, the other night I was out to dinner with a friend and I said to her, do you remember the when we worked at XYZ company and we did work together? And she said, yeah. And I said, do you remember the orientation? She said, yeah. And I said, really? She said, yeah. And I said, okay, what do you remember? She goes, well, I remember at lunch they made a really delicious chicken salad.
Oh, she remembered nothing.
And
about
I said, and I laughed, and I said, "That's fantastic." I says, "But, what do you remember of the orientation?" And she was quiet. She looked like a fog just rolled over her eyes. And I said, "You don't remember anything, do you?" And she goes, "No, nothing." I said, "Wow, but the sandwich was good." She said, "Sandwich was great."
So, did you remember anything?
Nothing. Well, I shouldn't say that. This has always been on my mind, so I remember how poor it was. I just remember how boring it was. They put you in front of a video.
Oh.
And for
so
six
you remember
hours.
All of those things that yeah. were, you yeah. how they could have done it better.
Correct. Who wants to watch a video for 6 hours? What do you learn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not employee engagement.
No.
Okay.
That's.
So do you have any last thoughts? We have like a minute.
Yeah, I thank you very much, though, for giving me the opportunity because I think it's very relevant right now, very
yeah.
relevant. It's getting more and more relevant, and I'm really proud of this because I honestly know it works, and I know it will help, and I just hope people will use it to create these, to help these people that work in these communities to be happier and more engaged and enjoy their work.
We need it. The numbers that you shared at the beginning were staggering.
Yeah.
So
it's important.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
I'm
you.
Very proud to be promoting you on my program. You can go to hangontoyourstars.com for more information. Doreen Lang, thank you again
Thanks
for being
so
here.
My pleasure.
I want to leave you with my own words. Whether you are the employer or the employee, it is a relationship. And if you value integrity and dedication, a reciprocal relationship takes effort, compassion, and time from both parties. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.